Can I have a strong vote, please?
Grand smile.
Can I have your undying love and affection as well?
You're never going to get that.
Just
that's
a smile?
Sure.
Maybe an acknowledgement.
Bye, little Romy.
I acknowledge you, Kristen.
Bye,
all right.
Bye, other Tweety.
Here we
why
go.
Do you leave now? Why?
Tired.
Okay.
What are you even doing here? Bye. Rachel's here.
All right, we're just
thank
about
you so
to
much.
Start here.
All right, we're starting right now. Here we go. Thank you.
Shelter.
It's Saturday night in Fremont at the Atlas Theater. It's time for the CSZ Seattle After Party! Our guests this evening are Elena Martinez and Kristen Leonard. They do improv, they do sketch, they do stand-up. They are funny women. Let's hear it for them. Also on our panel tonight, we have Ben Lidges and Jakiba Phillips from CSZ Seattle. And with me as mostly is Alex Grindelin.
I am with you as mostly. Mostly of the time we are together as co-hosts of this podcast. We also have some excellent contestants for the CSZ Seattle After Party match game. That is Crystal and Graham. Get over, Crystal and Graham. Hey, Crystal and Graham, in a second, I'm going to ask you for, like, the three-sentence introduction of yourself. It's like, oh, I'm Rob. I work down at the old steel mill, all right? So, hey, Crystal, what do you do? Re-lean into that microphone and introduce yourself.
I'm Crystal. I am Canadian. I love... Hey!
Kidding.
Not cool.
That's
the first
Alex.
Time I've ever heard that. And I love squirrels.
Oh.
And I'm a photographer.
Photographer.
Okay.
Photographer. Do you take photos of squirrels?
Every day.
Really?
Not professionally.
Okay, but you do. All right. And Graham, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about that, all that is Graham.
I'm Graham. I work at Amazon.com, and I also love squirrels, and I'm also Canadian.
Okay.
He's a copier as well.
Yes.
Are you all just coming in? Are you just visiting in Seattle here?
No. No, we live here for many years now.
That makes
sense.
How
did that happen?
Moved here for work.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing too interesting.
Don't interact
here
with
to
the
work
panel.
For Amazon.
That's right.
Got it. All right. Hey, Elena, how you doing?
I'm good. Sorry, Alex.
Good, very good.
I'm good.
And Kristen, how you feeling?
I'm feeling awesome. Feeling great. Very sweaty, but the backs of my knees are wet. But
let's not talk about cavities or crevices.
Backs of my knees is not a cavity. It doesn't go anywhere.
It's a crevice.
Yeah, it's a crease.
It's your knee pit. Your
knee pit.
So yeah,
it doesn't grow hair though. That's nice.
How's that?
Doesn't grow hair though. So that's
well, mine does.
Like your other pits.
Yeah. You know, last time we did a podcast, we started off talking about opera. So we've really set the bar on this one.
Yeah. Talking about our knee pits.
Welcome for the intelligent conversation to start now, Daryl. Oh.
Good.
I can talk about that Don Juan opera. I don't even know what it's called. Don Giovanni. I know the name.
That's about as far as you go for talking about it.
It's in Italian.
All right, let's just jump. We also have Ben and Jakiba with us, but we're gonna get to know everybody as personalities and how they are as
but
people.
I
just a second,
you.
But first we're gonna jump right into the CSZ Seattle After Party match game. So here we go. Hey guys.
Hey Alex.
Hey.
Woo.
Summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of the Puget Sound. You might get to see blank. Think about it. Summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of Puget Sound. You might get to see what? You have your answer.
Summertime is also a good time to see some comedy. Come out to Comedy Sports. We've got comedy sports matches every Friday and Saturday at 8 and 10 p.m. Check out more information on our website, SeattleComedyGroup.com. Yes, SeattleComedyGroup.com.
Very good. All right, Crystal rang in first here, so we're going to go to Crystal. Hey, Crystal, lean into that microphone there. Summertime is a good time to take a boot tour. It's the Canadian infecting me.
Never heard that one before.
Tour of Puget Sound. You might get to see what?
Whales.
Hey, makes sense. How do we feel about it? Make some noise. All right, and Graham, summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of the Puget Sound. You might get to see what?
Skinny Dippers.
Skinny Dippers. This would be a better time to see them than any other time of year.
Particularly if you're in Fremont during the solstice. All right, Elena, summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of the Puget Sound. You might get to see what?
Crystal, we're on it.
Yeah.
Whales. Whales. That puts Crystal on the board. All right. And
first, a match. There's the very first person on the panel.
Yes.
That's a rarity, ladies and gentlemen. We need to take a moment.
All right, and we're going to see what we get with Elena here. Summertime is a good time to take a boat tour.
Whales.
2 points. Sorry about that. Summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of Puget Sound. You might get to see what?
I think we match on this. The nudie beach, a.k.a. overconfident elderly people. I think that's
close
enough. Right?
The nudie beach and skinny dippers. You know what? I'm going to count that as a match.
Yes.
Now, this is a complete first, that within the first two panelists, we have points for each of our contestants.
Nice.
Lady panel.
Never happened before.
All right. And Benjamin, summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of the Puget Sound. You might get to see.
Yeah.
Orca whale.
Whales is on the board. That's another point for Crystal. All right.
Whoa.
Hey, we need to, you guys celebrate more about that. Everyone was like so quiet.
Hat trick.
All right. And Jakiva, I want to be a believer. Philip, summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of the Puget Sound. You might get to see.
Before I give my answer, I just wanted to say I had a polite conversation with a gentleman at the bed and breakfast where I worked all about if you go out on the water and then the crystal clear water and you can see Mount Rainier floating above the ocean. So I said Mount Rainier. It sounds stupid unless I tell the story.
You know, and
I get it.
It makes sense. The summertime is when the mountain's out. That's just how it is. Yeah.
Don't defend her.
Yeah.
It's looking especially svelte for the occasion. It's been working out all winter.
Melting pounds. And Daryl, summertime is a good time to take a boat tour of Puget Sound. You might get to see what?
Well, because of our crystal clear waters, I said whales.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, celebrate now. Celebrate.
Woo!
Whales. Very good.
This is our highest scoring first round of match game ever.
Yeah. And it's the only time we've said that. A part of the European Union that many times. Anyway, we're going on to the next round. Hey, what's the score of leaving this round?
The score leaving this round is 3-1 in favor of Crystal.
Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Man.
Well.
Focus.
Okay. All right, we're going into the next round. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I'll do that again. Hey, guys. Les was a chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs out of what? Think about it. Les was a chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs out of what?
Speaking of strange ingredients, we've got just added to our bar, which is open during the after party, this Not Your Father's Root Beer, which is a boozy root beer here at the Atlas Theater that you can get. I am drinking right now, and I highly recommend it. If you're here, get one. If you're not here, come here and get one.
Yeah. If you've never had a reason to come down to CSC Seattle to see a comedy show, we have root beer with alcohol in it. And Crystal buzzed in again first. Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Les was a chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs made out of what?
Whales.
Go
He's
with
trying
what
to
brought
go for
you to the
deeper.
Game. Go with what brought you to the game.
All right. And Graham, Les was a chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs out of?
Vegetables.
Oh, which
meatballs
would be the weirdest thing to make
out
meatballs
vegetables.
Out of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to Elena here. Les was a chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs out of?
Whales! Pretty sure this is collusion.
Whales, 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 whales.
So, the next one.
They have a plan here.
Hey, Graham, I know what you should write down next time.
Hey, you know, there's nothing in the bylaws of this game that says you can't just write the same answer every single time.
We're not going to do that, right, Crystal?
No, but I'm really
no, that's
like,
game theory,
real.
Alex.
Like, I'm not just saying that.
Here we go.
Don't rank that.
Hey, Kristen.
Yes.
Les is the chef who likes strange ingredients he once made meatballs out of.
I really thought we had a connection, Graham, but apparently we don't. Placenta, and to clarify, a human one. But
he tries not to think about placentas. Yeah.
For those of you
listening,
are you
guys trying to have a baby?
No.
Okay.
But just in his life, that's been
placenta,
one of his core values.
Yeah, that's that loaf. It has olives in it, right?
Placenta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, placenta loaf.
Placenta. That is
yeah, cool. I know what that is. a human placenta. Great. And we're going to go to Benjamin.
I said non-GMO soy pellets.
You are the worst.
That's worse than vegetables.
Yeah, that is terrible. You're the worst.
Dude, it's legit. Like, you could make it, if you have to make a fake meat, you need to have soy.
Okay.
Technically, you don't need to.
Have you not heard the good word of bokeh?
Anyways, moving on.
Hey, Jakiva, Les was a chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs out of...
chipped ham.
What? What is that?
It's like ham in a can, but it's like little cubed meat.
Oh, yeah. So they'd be meat cubes.
It's kind of like potted meat product meets like...
This is so boring. This is so boring.
I'm sorry. It wasn't as great as like Ben's soy pellets.
I enjoy learning about the different types of meat that exist and can be canned.
The only time I ever encountered chipped ham was when my mom used to make SOS, which is shite on a shingle. It's a delicious meal. Everyone's looking at me like you've never heard of this.
You're the worst.
It's toast with the cream sauce.
Boring.
Okay, moving
boring.
On. Moving on. You're right.
That sounds real gross.
It's really delicious is what it is.
A cream sauce
sounds like
on
hot
toast
dish
with
to
tipped
me.
Ham.
Yeah, it's so good. And you can put peas on it if you like peas.
That makes it better.
You want something green, I guess. Daryl.
Yeah.
Last was the chef who liked strange ingredients. He once made meatballs out of...
Insects.
Insects?
Insects.
For a second, I thought you said what happens when cousins marry.
You get a president for four terms. And it's
buzzing, hello.
Second cousins, though.
A president for four terms?
FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt were second cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why he was in a wheelchair.
No. The more you know, the more you know.
Yeah.
Polio is a virus, not a degenerative cognitive.
Isn't this comedy? Are we comedians?
The world of comedy that is polio.
I consider myself a historian before anything else. All right,
here we go, guys. So what's that break the score after this round?
That breaks the score 4-1 in favor of Crystal.
4-1, all right. Well done.
I thought you were saying Crystal.
Can I just say something about how she's competitive?
Yeah.
She actually dried out this marker and then took my marker. So we only have one marker, and then she rings the bell every time. So she makes sure she's first.
So she's playing to win.
So she's a strategist, is what you're trying to say.
That's right. She's like disabled my marker.
Hmm.
She's already scored higher than anyone else in the history of this game. What
the same answer.
She's a Hall of Famer, I know.
All right. Well, I tell you what. It might help you, Graham, if in addition to what you're already doing, you also use strategy. Just kidding.
Theory.
I'm just picking on
you. All right, now you have a new marker. What's gonna be your excuse now?
He's been rearmed with a marker, and Crystal is talking smack. All right, well.
The pen is mightier than the sword. See, I know history.
That's a thing somebody said one time.
Yeah.
All right, hey guys. Hey guys.
Hey Alex.
Hey Alex.
Hey.
Hi.
Let's all do that together. Hey guys.
Hey Alex.
Feels so much better when we all say it together. On warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell blank. On warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell blank.
If those warm days happen to be Saturdays, you might want to come to the Atlas Theater from 3 to 5 and smell some freestyle rap. Cypher Saturdays, every Saturday from 3 to 5. Learn how to freestyle rap. Pay $10 and we promise within the first 10 minutes, you will be rapping.
All right, Crystal rang in first again. All right, hey guys, here we go. Crystal, on warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell what?
Okay, I tried to think of something funnier than just sad, but this is the honest truth, human waste.
Oh.
I really thought you were going to say whales. I'm really
I know, I really considered it.
And I would have had to tell the truth because fish, whales are not fish, so I would have accepted that. But.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. They are mammals.
Graham, on warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell?
B.O.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. All right. Hey, Elena.
Hey, Alex.
On warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell?
I'm sorry for dissenting, Crystal, but B.O.
B.O.
It's that new marker. Yes,
that's right. It's giving me the advantage now.
Yeah, it's a nice looking marker you
this
have.
This round brought to you by Graham's new marker.
And deodorant.
Yeah. All right, Kristen. On warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more. Than fish, you also smell what?
Fear.
fear of what?
Everything. Human interaction. Waiting in line.
I fear that
first
a fish will hit me in the head.
Yeah, exactly. Or that they'll.
I fear that
you,
the gum
like,
wall will stick.
Crowds.
Cobblestones. If you're in heels, those are very tricky. Also, maybe don't go to a market in heels.
You deserve the cobblestones if you're in heels.
Alex is afraid of crowds. He doesn't like them at all.
I don't like crowds. Yeah, no. I won't go
I'm
into
I'm glad
them.
You're a performer then.
Oh, I don't mind standing in front of them and commanding them. I don't want to be in them.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Alex.
On warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell what?
Well, I admire the selection of seafood they have. And you know what? I said whales.
For those of you listening at home, he didn't only write whales. He wrote something else on there. But, yeah.
I wish they tossed the whales.
They used to do the whale toss.
They did already.
It killed the guy every time they did it.
back in 1890, see, we used to toss the whales.
Well, pussies only throw salmon. Sorry, that was
what? All right, and
the
Jakiva.
Cats only threw salmon. The cats only threw salmon.
I took some poetic liberties, but I think it's a match. I said urine baking into the asphalt under the hot sun.
Nice.
I think that goes with bottle like human waste.
If Pike Place Market had a perfume, that would be the scent.
That is. The bottle scent is fish and urine.
Sorry, I'm not counting it, but it was...
No, but that was my polite way of saying urine.
We all know she meant urine.
We all know she meant urine, Alex.
Then you shouldn't have been so gosh darn polite.
You know, we're going to revolt.
Look at that face. Yeah. It says urine.
I am a Canadian person. I am honest.
You are just... You are winning so hard right now.
All
right.
Oh, so it's mostly because she's winning. Like, is that you don't want a woman to win, Alex?
Yeah. All right, Daryl.
That's what it is.
I don't really have
sexism.
This is my ship now, and she gets points.
Yay!
We're going to do what's right and proper.
Hey, Ben.
Daryl, on warm days at Pike Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell what?
Bubble gum. Because there's a gum wall there, and it smells a lot on warm days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's not as fun as everybody else's answer, obviously. But
what does that make the score after the round?
That makes the score 4-2.
You get tattoos.
Graham got 1 point.
Oh, very good. All right.
But that also moves us into the lightning round.
The lightning round.
That was light. I did a lightning crash.
Best thing about the lightning round. Hey, can you make the best? There it is.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about the lightning round. It's got sexier music. But so here's the lightning round. It goes faster because I just say one word in one blank, or one blank in one word. And then we go. So, because of the lightning round, I'm just going to move fast here. All right, so, everybody got your pens ready?
Yes, Alex.
Thank you. Laugh, blank. Laugh, blank.
You want to laugh at some jokes, like some bad, dirty jokes, you should check out our Blues Show, the first Saturday of every month at 10 p.m. Find out more at SeattleComedyGroup.com.
I said out loud, laugh. LOL.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, Graham, laugh what?
I also said out loud.
Ooh,
can they match with each other?
No, here's the deal. Because she butt rang
in first.
Unfortunately, Graham, you have to change your answer.
So are they married now?
What's your really? Second choice answer,
yes.
Graham?
That's...
And while Graham is working out his second answer, something else you can laugh at is Cast of One. The second Thursday of every month, one improviser plays every role, every part from a movie, play, or book that they have never read before. And they have only 30 seconds to read the synopsis. It's amazing.
Amazing. All right, Graham. On warm days at Play Place Market, you smell more than fish. You also smell what?
No.
Oh, sorry. Where am
Hi,
I?
Alex.
I'm the worst today. I'm the worst now. Graham, laugh what?
Whales.
Laugh whales. Hey, now you're using strategy.
Yeah, that's right. Statistically,
yeah.
I'm probably going to get a point here.
That's very true. Elena, laugh what?
I did laugh in, like the... Program laughing.
Laughing. Yeah, yeah.
We are playing match games, so it works with the time period.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I had so much Richard Dawson like banter to do. I'm kidding.
Kristen, laugh what?
We were talking about excrement and I panicked. So laugh gastrically, which I also don't know how to spell.
Is that farting?
I don't know. It just is related to like the stomach. Like laugh with like a belly laugh, but technical. I don't know.
Is that a thing people say, laughing gastrically?
Nobody said that before today.
if you would like that to be a thing people say,
he's laughing gastrically.
Laugh gastrically. Let's make it a thing.
That's the new barking spider for like ants. Oh, I'm laughing gastrically.
Hey Ben, laugh
really
what?
You thought barking spiders were a thing.
That's great. Alex, in the spirit of guys helping out guys, I said whales.
Whoa!
Yes.
All right, that brings it 3-4.
I'm really glad male camaraderie hasn't died in our generation.
I was worried.
Hey, guys got to look out for guys, right? I guess. I don't know.
It's so hard for us guys, you know, having all this privilege. What are we going to do with it?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You know, bros before equal rights. Totally.
We gotta get that on a bumper sticker. Hey, Jagiva.
Well, it's no smell of urine baking into the asphalt, but I did say out loud!
Right,
hey, is that a match, Alex?
That is a match.
Does that actually match this?
It's a match because it's the same words,
okay.
You see.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
See, that's how that match works.
Cool.
But her space was bigger between her out loud than hers, so I think, doesn't work.
And also, she wrote it in green pen, and she wrote it in blue pen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's not a match.
Male privilege again.
Not a match, yeah.
You should work in politics. Gerrymandering.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Daryl.
Yes.
Laugh what?
I also said laugh in.
Yeah!
Picking up old game shows.
So that's a match between two people on the panel, which means 8,000 nonsense useless giraffe points.
I have so many nonsense useless giraffe points at this point. I can trade them in for just as many nonsense useless giraffe points.
Good. So what does that make the score? 3-4, right?
That makes the score 5-3.
Oh, yeah. So not right. Yes, I was wrong. Yes. Correct. All right. So that brings us to the next round. Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hi, Fran.
Hey, you had the best one. Everyone, it's now a competition of who has the best Hey Alex. Blank jacket. Blank jacket.
You know, there are many types of jackets. And many jackets have pockets in them. Pockets that can be secret. And we have a super secret stand-up show the first Friday of every month. From 11:30 p.m. The doors open for our super secret stand-up show the first Friday of every month. Check it out and hear some great comedy from Seattle.
There we go. All right. Hey, we have another first. Graham rang in first this time.
What?
He's playing aggressively. Graham, what jacket?
Leather jacket.
Yeah.
I need a moment.
That was low-hanging fruit there. Oh, my God.
Hey, Alex, you got that fruit.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
They haven't caught up with that episode yet.
Hello.
Crystal.
I put leather, so give me just two shakes of a lamb's tail here.
Okay.
Bring in the lamb.
So if you have it, you can just tell us what you
have. Do we have veal here? Is that on the menu?
Yeah, there's a lamb under the stage.
Well, we're okay. Bringing in two shakes of lamb's tail. Okay. You know, we'd have to go somewhere else, which we can do, because we can do a remote show. Find out more at SeattleComedyGroup.com.
So a remote show means we can bring a comedy sports match to your event. Okay. Are you having an event? We can do that. Hey, Crystal, laugh what?
Okay.
What kind of jacket?
So actually,
sorry, it's really hot in here. Yeah.
I had a thing that I thought he was gonna write, and so I wrote leather, but then he wrote leather. So actually, what I thought he was gonna write was full metal jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That actually is what I was gonna write, but I was trying to be more strategic.
Yeah.
I have to catch.
So are you guys playing with each other now? What's going on here? This is collusion between you two now.
I still don't know which one of you is going to jail for the rest of your life in this game theory module that we discussed, but right now I think it's both of you.
Okay.
I was an econ major, unfortunately. So.
Nice. We should talk more about all econ and game theory in the conversation section, because I'm sure...
We got Paul Krugman as the next guest, right?
Yeah, Paul Krugman, yeah.
Cool.
All right, and hey, Elena, what jacket?
Sexy leather jacket. This is not sexy. I have to say, it's just leather.
I originally wrote ill-fitting, so I should have just said that.
Every jacket Elena puts on is sexy, so she's gotten used to putting that adjective in front of
it. It should have really just said shoulder padded.
All right, so that's a match. Hey, Kristen, what kind of jacket?
Kubrickian one.
Oh, yeah.
Full metal. All right, she said full metal.
Yeah, full metal. That word.
All right, and Ben, what kind of jacket?
Well, I also said festooned.
What does festooned mean?
It means it's like adorned or ornate.
Like bedazzled?
Yeah, like in a British way, though.
But that's what the British way.
Like, if you were an admiral,
elbow patches all over it.
If you were an admiral, if you were an admiral in Her Majesty's Navy, you might have a festooned naval jacket.
Hmm, very good.
Everyone, like every woman, loves a man in an epaulette. You know, assuming heteronormativity, which we shouldn't be doing. But anyway, epaulettes are great.
Yeah, according to ZZ Top, every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. So.
Every heteronormative lady goes crazy for a man in epaulettes.
So buy the festooner and festoon your jacket.
The best swooned when I bust out my festooned.
All right, Jakiva.
Oh, my.
What kind of jacket?
Oh, I said full metal jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drew a little picture, and it's a stick figure. It's sucking a golf ball through a garden hose. So if you watch that movie, you get that joke.
I've never seen that movie, and now I won't.
I can't repeat it because we have a rating here, but it's a really good...
I wouldn't watch it tonight, but maybe like on another day.
Yeah, like watch it on like a Thursday, like a lazy Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like not when you're feeling really happy or really sad, but like when you have no emotions and then watch it.
That's not me. That's me,
do
never.
Our next podcast is just going to be us reading a transcript, doing a live reading of Full Metal Jacket.
Can I be Arlie or Reese character?
Sure, I'll be the jacket.
Over my...
All right, and Daryl, what kind of jacket?
You know, I was thinking about our guests who are part of a sketch group called Tweed Racket, so I said tweed for tweed jacket.
Oh.
That's what I get for trying to research our guests before the show.
And by research, you mean you know the name of their company.
That's about it.
I did a lot of research.
I saw your view on Facebook. Don't worry, Daryl.
Alrighty, so what does that make the score after that round?
That makes the score 7-4. This is one of our highest scoring rounds ever.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex.
Hi. Oh, wait, sorry. Alex. Everybody shut up now. Hey, Alex.
Elena wins again. All right, so, hey, guys. Rainbow what? Rainbow what? Oh, man. Crystal buzzed in with authority that time. She used her whole arm in a long, sweeping ring in.
You know...
She slapped Graham in the face on the way down.
That's right. She also kicked him in the ear just for no good reason.
I just wanted
I'm
to
say... I'm the Tonya Harding of this game.
I'll be the Nancy Kerrigan. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. Trisha Yamaguchi.
Diane Foss.
You know, I was going to try and do some nice, smooth lead-in with the fact that, hey, you know what's a color in a rainbow? Green. We have a green show. Find out more on SeattleComedyGroup.com.
Is that nice eco-friendly or pot-oriented? It's a legitimate question.
Do the acronym that you guys do.
It's a show that's full of totally hilarious comedy or THC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, isn't your show already pretty eco-friendly? Like, what are you doing? Polluting the world. Yeah.
In all of our other shows, we print out a lot of paper for no reason. We just have a printer running backstage the whole time. This is the only show we don't do that.
Yeah.
A non-recycled paper.
Yeah, we just burn fossil fuels in the middle of the floor most times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's so warm in here.
Just a trash can of trash burning with oil on it.
And it's Alex's responsibility to release methane, which is a really intense greenhouse gas.
I think he's a methane actor.
A methane actor? A methane actor? Sort of a mist. All right, so because Crystal Reagan was such incredible authority, Crystal, rainbow what?
All right, well, I worked with my women born in the 80s demographic and went for rainbow bright.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Hey, make some noise. That's a
good
one. Woo! Woo, woo, woo! And Graham, rainbow what?
Rainbow trout.
Oh.
Delicious.
Oh, my God, I love that you just were like, delicious. That's so good.
That is one of the fish you might smell at Pike's Place Market if you're not smelling whales and urine.
Elena, I miss you right now, so I want to hear you talk.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hey, Elena. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. You're the best.
Yeah, not really.
This is starting into
with
the
these people,
podcast.
Yes. With this group of children.
So we've got trout, we've got bright. Rainbow
we
what?
Got trout, we got bright. We got trout, we got bright.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
$6.99 a pound. We won't throw it at you.
Do you price all of Elena's jokes?
We sell them on Pinterest. Can you do that on Pinterest? I don't know how Pinterest works.
I'm just selling you used underwear, and I'm telling you.
You're keeping that, actually, I think.
I do have a pair of her underwear. It's a long story, but...
Wait, so, hey, rainbow what?
Connection.
The rainbow connection. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection.
Hey, Kristen.
That is good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good one. I'm awesome. How are you?
Great. I'm super good.
Right.
We can't all do the Kermit the Frog impression. The rest of the...
Probably
I don't know any more words, so I'm just going...
And Ben, yours is a Ray Romano impression.
Baldy.
Rainbow, stop singing about
the Muppets. That's what the coach was. The grandma's jacket lining with ping pong balls for eyes.
Raymond, stop talking about the Rainbow Connection, Raymond.
Chris Piggy, I mean Deborah.
All right, Kristen. Rainbow what?
Rainbow Warriors. It's a really good Coco Rosie song. Also, just like, I think that...
Rosie?
I don't know.
They're a band.
They're horrible.
What?
Whoa.
Rosie is horrible.
Hey, are you writing music right now?
Yes.
Great.
Did you
what
and
you
your
play?
Twin sister, like, randomly meet up in Paris and record a whole beautiful day?
Do you guys use, like, one of those things? Do you guys use a CNC in one of your albums? Because they use one.
That's amazing.
I don't know what
a
CNC
is. Are you back on board?
Is, but I support
it.
Like,
back on board.
The cow says moo. They use the animal sounds from it.
It's a good song, yeah.
All right.
KXP.
Alex is on his phone looking up. He's like, I don't even know who you're talking
about. Great. Okay. So there we are. Ben.
Bright.
Rainbow Bright.
Thank you. The guy's the one that comes through for me.
The rainbow Crystal, you're killing it right now. You're killing it.
Hey. The lovers. Hey, Crystal. The dreamers. You're coming through for yourself right now.
Thank you.
It's not him.
Thank you.
It's you. It's just you're killing it.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with it.
I was being polite. I'm Canadian.
Yeah. I want to say something. There's a chance for Crystal to get one more point, at least one more point. And if she does, then we're going to have to call it because there will be no way Graham can win with the next one. I think we only have time for one more round after this.
Oh, wow.
No, I hope you don't get it. This is
okay.
Fun.
And Jakiva, rainbow what?
I said Rainbow Boys, which is... it's a book that I read as like a 14-year-old, and it was like the greatest book ever. It was written by Alex Sanchez, who writes really great queer young adult fiction. So, yeah.
I think there's got to be a statistical thing we could figure out between how likely a match happens and how quickly a person starts explaining their answer as soon as they say it. You know, rainbow bingo. Do you see what it is? There was a time in the 1970s when.
Look, I'm just trying to support a good author for like young children who are LGBTQIA. Thank you very much.
You can follow Jakiva on Twitter at WordlitZine, or you can get a Wordlit Zine.
Yeah, you can buy Jakiva's literary magazine, or zine, literary zine, Wordlit Zine.
Yeah.
Yes, the July issue is coming out in July.
Oh.
It's a good time for that one to come out.
And the August issue is coming out in November, so... it's the only one that's like the matched up. Anyway, so Daryl.
Yeah.
Rainbow what?
I am into video games, so I said Rainbow Road.
That's the worst level. I lose on that so
yeah,
much.
Jumpers are to make everyone have a good time.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. Well, I think we have Graham. You're gonna have to really play big on this next one. Alex has two to choose from. You're going to have to play really well. You're going to play at the top of your game to win.
All right.
I'm counting on all of you.
How many points behind is Graham?
Let's see. He is 4 points behind, so he has to match with all of us to win.
Oh.
Or with one of us, or with four of us to tie.
I'm going
to
do something I'm going to throw a curveball into this game I've never
sexism.
Done before.
What do you?
You can't just call sexism because I'm doing this. Come on.
You've never done it before? Suddenly he's a man?
Hey.
He's like,
wait.
All of a sudden, everybody, I know you're listening at home. All of a sudden, Graham is a man, you guys. You didn't know.
I just put two and two together.
I thought the keys are elves were androgynous.
All right, do it for his sake.
For his sake.
I love him.
Listen up, Crystal. You're still going to win. I have never seen anybody come back from this bad.
This match game does not pass the Bechdel test.
I don't get it.
Hey, Elena and I talked about our underwear, which is not dudes.
Yeah.
That passes the Bechdel test.
Yes, it does.
I don't
want
to explain what the Bechdel test is right now, but we passed it.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to do? What's the leg?
Curve it.
Here it is.
Curve it and swerve it.
Because as a penalty for taking his pen earlier, I am going to give him a 5-second head start on writing his answer for this next one.
All right.
I mean, can you say that's not fair?
Well, I do think it's unfair because I didn't dry out the pen. It just genuinely didn't work from the start, but I didn't want to cause a scene, so I just tried to make it
excuse
work.
Excuse me, that was the pen that wrote this. See, her name is very clear.
I had to write it twice to make it clear.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
So, like, essentially you're giving him, like, a raise in time, right?
Yeah.
I want him to...
Like, a raise over a woman? You're giving him, like,
a raise over
a woman that's essentially doing the same job he's doing?
23% higher chance.
You only need 76% as much time, and you'll still do a better job.
That is true.
I mean, by the way, he does get one point for each 70.77 one of her points. So
I guess he's actually winning at this point.
I don't.
Actually, you have twice as many points, so you're still
marginally ahead.
Yeah, you're marginally ahead.
All right, so here we go. Blank duck. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey guys, I don't have any kooky thing to come up with, with duck. But on Wednesdays, you can do something kooky and check out the Wednesday Improv Jam. Have you ever wanted to do improv? Do you do improv? Well, play with some other improvisers every Wednesday from 8 to 10 o'clock.
Good. Here we go, guys. Graham rang in first. So, blank duck.
All right, I went with the obvious Donald.
Donald so, Duck. So Donald Duck. And we're going to go to Crystal. Don't show your answer to people. Crystal, what duck?
All right, well, I was thinking about that advantage you gave to Graham, and I was thinking, what a lucky duck.
Lucky duck. Oh, okay. We're going to go down the line here. Hey, Elena.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hey there, Elena.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Good to know. Good to know. What kind of duck?
The not-so-obvious duck. The duck-duck goose.
The duck-blank duck.
Duck-blank. Duck-duck.
All right. And duck Kristen,
blank.
What kind of duck?
Duck-blank.
Oh my goodness.
The duck duck.
The duck duck.
Duck duck. Duck yeah. Goose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and Ben, what kind of duck?
Fudge.
What? A fudge
what?
Duck?
Is that it? Can you eat?
I wrote something else, but then Jakiva said I had to change it.
I didn't say you had to change it. I just said, FYI, there is a rating thing.
Fudge duck.
So like if you were to say
F-word duck.
So like fudge a duck?
I just think it's some brilliant alliteration. I like it. It's just fudge duck.
Yeah. It's rhyming, actually. That's not alliteration.
Fudge duck
at
is
all.
Rhyming.
Or
fudge duck, right? Fudge duck doesn't rhyme.
Assonance. Slant rhyme.
Which is fudge duck?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no alliteration there.
That's
assonance. You know what? This whole thing is assonance.
No, it's all.
Well, technically, yeah. Every word has an assonance in it. We're training.
Oh, sorry. I was gastrically laughing.
And Jakiva, what kind of duck?
I said ride the duck.
Ride the duck.
Yeah. Yeah. One.
And Daryl, what kind of duck?
You know, I'm sorry that your obvious answer got no matches because I said Howard the duck.
I can't believe this.
That is such a good event. As soon as I heard it, I was like, wow, I'm stupid.
There are too many famous ducks.
We haven't even gotten to
the Looney Tunes world.
I thought he would have written
Duck. What about, like, Duckman? Is that something?
Oh, Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that means the lady won.
Yeah.
8 points. Compared to Graham's measly 4.
So she's not going
boys
home.
Boys rule! I mean, boys drool!
She's not going home empty-handed. She's going home with 4 free passes to come back to any regular CSZ Seattle show. You can use that to come see a comedy sports match. You can use that to come see the Blue Show or any of the shows.
And you can bring somebody else other than Graham.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring him, but thank you.
But Graham, you're
three
not...
Three other people.
For participating, you're not going home empty-handed, Graham. He's going home with what we call the bar prize. You get a drink from the bar and a candy bar.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
He feels like the real winner. He loves candy.
All right. So, Daryl, where are we now?
We are in the discussion section of
the
podcast.
Discussion.
We've already been discussing lots with our guests, but it's time to really get down to brass tacks and discuss whatever.
Whatever. So the word whatever originated in Old English.
So this is a discussion. So there's no rules to this. We're talking. You know how discussions work. Talk to people and talk. Any of y'all out here are welcome to or participate. Just come on down to the microphone if you want to throw in your 2 cents or your 3 cents or your 4 cents. Whatever.
Where did Rachel go? She's still here?
I'm a wishing well.
This conversation is a wishing well of ideas. Tweet Rackets.
Hey. Henry's here. We also have Henry Russell Spotter is here. And Rachel Walls is in the house.
And we're also
tweeters. They're all original tweeties.
Well, any of the tweeters that want to come up here and grab a microphone are welcome.
Is she in the bathroom? Where'd she go?
Welcome our third tweet member, Elmo.
Oh, yeah.
Elmo.
Henry does a really good Elmo.
He also does a really good Ray Romano.
Oh.
We had a couple of Rays in our group.
There are too many Rays in the group, really.
Too many Rays?
Ray Romanos.
Oh. It just, the dueling race happens, and then it does eventually devolve into Kermit.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
So you are, how many of you do stand up?
We all have at one time. I haven't done it recently, but these two still are going
there
strong.
There were six of us. And, like, we started as a six-person group. Elena and I modeled it after the Second City model, three women, three dudes. So we employed a bunch of our stand-up friends. Elena, I would say, maybe does it the least because she's too busy doing other cool shit. We're pretty much all stand-ups.
Every single week I start my week and I'm like, this week I'm going to go back. And I go through my jokes and I plan it all out. And then, like, a Tuesday comes to go to an open mic and I'm like, I'd much rather do something else. Hey, Rachel Walls is back!
Oh, Rachel!
But, I do it the least, but it's, I'd like to do it more. It's fun. Yeah.
So, you're funny people get together, make funnies happen. Is that the birth of the group? You're like, hey, you're funny, I'm funny, you're funny, you're funny. Let's be funny.
It was a pretty drunk conversation outside of a bar, I'm pretty sure. Well, that's how I was included, I believe. I don't even drink. Someone else was. There was alcohol involved, and I was.
That's how Elena got included. We were all drunk.
I drunkenly invited Elena to come stay with me in Chicago for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second time I met her, we found out we were doing improv classes at the same place. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Second City for a month to take classes. Why don't you come with me? I'd literally probably talked to her for about 13 minutes at this point. And then she came with me, and it was super fun.
We had a meeting next to a bathroom in Jai Tai.
Mm, yeah.
When it was an open mic. And I went home that night and I was like, you know, I don't really know her and she seemed pretty drunk, but I'm going to buy a ticket. And so
the fact that she said she seemed pretty drunk says that she knew me very well.
And so the next day I Facebooked her because I didn't even have her phone number. And I was like, so I bought a ticket to Chicago or I'm looking at tickets. When should I come? And there was a good hour where I was freaking out. I was like, oh, I came on too strong. This isn't good. Making friends as an adult, you know, it's hard. But I was and then she wrote me back and she's like, this is the time. And then we kind of ran into each other awkwardly at open mics and all I really had to say to her is I wanted to talk to Kristen, but I didn't know what to say. So I'd be like, so hey, we're doing that, right? And she's like, yeah. Okay. And then we chit-chat, and then I'd be like, I'm just going to sit over here away from you. And then we went to Chicago for 2 weeks together.
It's fun.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a beautiful way of connecting. Just humans incapable of communicating as so many of us are.
It sounds like this me being open and yeah, come stay with me. But it was kind of a fear reaction. And
anytime someone tries to talk to you, you offer a place to stay in Chicago.
Stay with me.
Let's go to Chicago.
It was a place where we can talk that's not here right
now. It's fine.
If your car broke down on the side of the road and a guy in a mask and it was raining, would you go, come stay in Chicago with me?
Do you like improv? I'm sure we have a lot in
common. Stay at my uncle's house.
Let's get stoned and watch Orange is the New Black.
Let's skip class this one day and watch Orange is the New Black and eat a bunch of pizza and hot wings and then be like, we were both sick.
I want to hear more about this. This just sounds riveting.
So we went to Chicago.
What kind of wings were they? I got to know.
I know the pizza was deep dish and pepperoni.
Well, that's we can assume you were in Chicago. It's going to be deep dish.
We went to Chicago and we did the Second City sketch writing and improv intensives, and which was 3 hours of improv in the morning, 3 hours of sketch in the afternoon. And
they served wings?
They didn't. They didn't serve any food. We had to go out to McDonald's every day.
We're women. We take what we don't earn.
Yeah. And then we came back, and it was kind of we both had this little... I came back after the second week, and she stayed for the next 2 weeks, and I got back, and I was just depressed. I was I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing stand-up. She is, yeah. Yeah. My boyfriend was what are you guys doing there? I'm we're sleeping next to each other. That's a different story. But we came back, and then she got back finally, and we both were this is stupid. Let's start something. And so we started recruiting all of our stand-up comedian friends.
I would just like to note that Rachel Wall is the third member of the sketch group. Is just standing in front of the fan.
It's cool.
Airing out
I like to also. I'd like to also say that we're all pretty jealous of it right now. I know I am.
If I was wearing a dress or my kilt, I'd be doing the same.
And that's why we chose Henry, mainly for his kilt.
They really just needed a canvas kilt. And I was like, my dad bought me one. I got a utility kilt. We're golden.
So did you, when you guys all got together, did it click pretty quickly on the sort of your style? Or was it like, oh, there was this guy named Paul who was in the group and he was the worst, so we killed him?
Everybody's a stand-up comedian, so it was like herding a bunch of cats that are used to doing things 5 minutes before they're supposed to be eating a meal
that
on their own.
That are drunk and have terribly low self-esteem.
Except for Henry. Well, he is one of those. but it was, I think that now looking back on it, it was kind of, we all had like these pretty like strict open mic schedules and showcase things that everybody was kind of doing, so it was really hard to pin down a time to meet. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because it was like, well, I don't want to give up that mic, but I don't want to give up this mic, but I'm doing this, and I'm kind of doing this, but I also am taking this class, and so it was not the easiest, and then we finally found our, like, groove of, we met twice a week, which was a lot. You know,
yeah,
it was a big time
commitment.
Which we found out after talking to other sketch groups is a lot more than other sketch groups meet, but...
Yeah. Which explains why we all hate each other now.
Rachel and I share a bathroom now.
You share a bathroom?
We also live together.
Oh, okay.
Well, and when we meet at their house, we all share a bathroom, so.
Yeah.
Is that how when you guys meet and you start practice, it's like, okay, first warm up, everybody in the bathroom, we're going to share it. Everybody try and use the bathroom together, see what we can accomplish.
Yeah, cross the streams.
Usually meetings start like this. Okay, we're ready to start. And then there's like three people be like, can we take a smoke break?
Can I pee?
And so all of the boys say, can we take a smoke break? And then all the girls are like, fine. And then we talk shit about them for a little while.
Yeah.
And then come back in and then we're like, does anybody write anything? And Rome Davis, who was here actually earlier volunteering, is like, I wrote 7 sketches. And we're like,
all
great.
Starring an Italian Jewish man.
Yeah.
Great.
But he is the Ray Romano, yeah.
Hey, Crystal Graham, how you guys doing over there?
Great.
We're great.
Great.
You're
great.
Beautiful. Hey, you guys are beautiful.
Yeah.
Where are you from in Canada?
I'm from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Oh, far away.
Yep.
And I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Both far away.
I don't know what any of those were.
Did you guys get a cheer? There was some commotion about Winnipeg over there.
Oh, no. I went to a school that was about 15 miles from the Canadian border where Canadian studies is actually a minor. So I you guys want to talk Canada? Let's talk John A. McDonald. You guys want to talk
John
A. McDonald?
All right. Let's do it.
No. Nobody wants
Canadian
to do that.
Studies
nobody wants to talk about
minor.
That.
You talk about Canada on your own time.
Let's talk about how Canada lost in the World Cup today. Am I right? Soccer. Hey, U.S.
Well, super. Hey, when's your guys' next thing? We have a thing.
So this is a really funny thing to bring up, Alex. So we're kind of, we've got some people moving to New York. And so we're reformatting what Tweed Racket is right now, I guess.
Right now.
We disbanded.
So wait, Tweed Racket. On the podcast where we're interviewing Tweed Racket, what you're saying is Tweed Racket doesn't exist anymore?
You're interviewing a debunked sketch group.
So we just debunked the existence of Tweed Racket.
Yeah.
This is the official announcement to the world?
No.
This is the Mythbusters episode of the After Party, where Tweed Racket was just a myth.
Turns out it was just reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
It was a dream the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
Dana, Rachel, and I are considering, you know, restructuring.
Well, we have two members that are moving to New York.
Improving is the word there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we want to get into All Jane, No Dick, and you can't have any dudes in the group for that, so we kicked them all out.
we had our ending show on May 29th, and it went really, really well. And so all of us were like, oh, let's not do that. So we applied for Sketchfest, and
We didn't get picked as a headliner, which God forbid, I don't blame them. But we do have the opportunity to get picked to like be in the local lottery shows.
Have a reunion tour. Headliners of Sketchfest.
As a really small local Seattle sketch group.
Manitoba. 6 seasons and a movie.
So this is what you're interviewing, Alex.
Great. Cool.
I can't make eye contact with him anymore. I'm completely just looking at the ground.
Who told me to invite you?
But we did, I mean, I don't know. Clayton, I think, expressed interest in and suggested us just because we do multiple things. And
cool. Right. So, I mean, what, if you're comfortable revealing your master plan, what do you think the evolution of Tweed Racket looks like?
Well, Elena and I are actually going to New York together, Chicago together. We are going to Chicago for 2 weeks.
We know those are two different cities. Just, it's not.
Jury's
like,
out.
He should wait. No, we're going to New York, Chicago, like city state. That's where. Okay. That's how she enlisted.
Continue.
Chicago. We are taking classes at Second City together, a la Kristen and Elena, 2014. And
we're
going to come back with some great,
my uncle's
great knowledge and perspective.
Good.
we talk about we talk about like doing some live stuff together. We really want to explore like filming and getting that done, and Tweed Racket was great, but it was like it's really hard to get 6 people to be on the same page, to get something done, to have the same schedule. Mm-hmm. And I know that in later projects, there are projects that I'm working on right now, which you know I have like a single writing partner in a group that I'm in right now. It's so easy to get stuff done, and so we've kind of all talked about the 3 of us. If we're, you know, it's going to be, things are going to move a lot faster and, you know, that kind of thing. So like we're restructuring thinking of lessons learned, pare down a little bit, and then kind of hire on all of our friends. Like, you know, like a lot of sketch shows that are out there, like Broad City and stuff, they bring in their friends that are comedians and just have them work with them. You know, like, we wrote the script, act on it, you know, be in this video.
It'll be nice, too, not to have all that testosterone really distracting us and just, like, making us fall into our menses without notice.
Yeah.
Is that what happens during the writing sessions? You just suddenly fall into menses?
One of the guys says we're pretty or cute, and then we swoon, and it's over. Meeting over.
We get hysterical and not in the comedic way, in the, like, wearing a corset and fainting sort of way.
To be fair, you make Abraham and I start the shows with oiling each other nude. That's going to do some things.
Get close to the mic so people can actually hear you.
Oh, I was saying that all rehearsals do start with Abraham, one of the other males, and myself shirtless oiling each other. Mm-hmm. That's going to...
You know,
was worth repeating.
It was, really.
You also said that they start usually with the guy saying, can we take a smoke break? Mm-hmm. So, mixing smoking with oil, they say that's not a good idea at all the gasoline stations.
We're just trying to make the least eco-friendly sketch group that we can.
We're also just trying to singe some nipples out there. That's what I'm talking about.
It makes sense to me that after oiling each other up, they would need a smoke break.
That does take a lot of work.
Elena, you really won't look me in the eyes anymore. Well, there you are. You're back.
I'm back. Sorry. Back.
Thanks. great. Super. Hey, I'm going to check. Hey, Crystal and Graham, how you doing over there?
Still great.
Oh. Have you decided that you want to form a sketch group now?
No.
You guys should do it together. That'd be cool.
We'll call it Full Metal Racket.
Oh.
No, you should just call it whales.
Yes.
Canadian whales.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
And then your first show could just be called Whale Song.
Oh, that sounds like something that I wouldn't be, probably. But yeah, maybe in another life.
Y'all have a favorite sketch?
That we've done
or like the sketch group or show that we like?
Well, I ask questions to spur conversation, so yes is the answer to that.
Okay. Have you seen Princess's Hungry Hungry Hippo sketch?
I have not seen. I know.
Randall Cleveland, he's one of the, he's a performer here, right? He is in a sketch group called Princess. They have a sketch where they kind of live reenact Hungry Hungry Hippos.
To turn down for one. And it's just ass smacking.
And then they put on hippo masks and like eat each other, and not a gross way.
That sounds great.
We had in this last show that we did, we kind of all chose like our favorite all times or like something that we wanted to try out, and Rome Davis wrote this beautiful sketch that is, the premise is, it's David Lynch directing a lost episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. This is why we keep talking about Ray Romano.
Okay.
And so it's just, if you know who David Lynch is, he did Twin Peaks, and he's known for eccentric stylings, directorial stylings. But he so it was super bizarre, and we all really embraced it and we liked it, and it really worked. I mean, at the end, I come out in a bunny head to like a laugh track, and the audience really loved it. And so I think that is like my favorite sketch. It feels like the sketch that we took the most, risk on, mm-hmm. Of finding a new style. A lot of our sketch, I feel like, is really, it's really word heavy because we're all stand-up comedians. And so we're used to like, you write the joke. And that one was really, I mean, Rome's only line was saying Deborah
over and over again,
and then there was a lot of movement, a lot of different things happening, and that it felt like a departure, and it felt really good.
Yeah, that definitely felt like our most experimental sketch. Whereas like Elena and I took classes at Second City, which was great, but it also kind of like ingrained in us these like structures for sketch that you got to have these beats, and you got to have a beginning and a tag, and like all that. And that was the first, I feel like, one of the first ones that we did where it was like, well, no, let's just do this weird thing that doesn't necessarily fall into categories of sketch that we'd studied. So that was really fun. And it was well received.
Well, any other sketches anybody else wants to highlight? Talking to the mic.
Rachel has a rap as the...
Rachel, we did lots of raps as a group.
I did. I wrote a rap of the perspective of the Virgin Mary to the beat of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to hear this.
In Western Philadelphia is where I was raised from a child.
Wait, do we remember the... Because we all sang a cappella. Do-do-do-do.
Now this is a story all about how my biblical life got turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute and maybe another and tell the story of how I became the Blessed Virgin Mother. In Nazareth, Israel, born and bred, my fiancé Joseph never took me to bed. I was conventional, vanilla, run-of-the-mill. Nothing weird had ever happened in my life up until one day an angel showed up and said his name was Gabe. Told me I was knocked up with their miracle babe. Yo, Mary, he said, this might make you a pariah, but you're gonna give birth to Jesus Christ the Messiah. Went to Bethlehem because of Caesar's decree. Tried to find an imp, they're like, nothing's free. I was about to burst, so I said, if you're able, would you let me give birth in that old muddy stable? That dude said, yeah, whatever you like. So Joe and I took off, popped that kid out, and lay him in an animal's trough. And that's my tale. I hope it kept it concise. The story of how I became the Blessed Virgin Mother of Christ.
No.
That was remarkable, Rachel.
Also, yeah, we haven't done that sketch in like 8 months.
I did that for a Christmas show.
That is just such a... such a great thing. I kind of want to put that as our button for the show. We're also coming. It's getting kind of late, and that was such a great rap.
It's very seasonal.
That's what we all have said about it too.
So, it's in July,
that's the first time
which
we've
is
ever ended
40.
On a rap. Yeah,
I think it's good year round.
Yeah. So, anyways, what we're going to do really quick is I am going to let people know what's coming up in the near future for the podcast here. And what we do here is we do some misattributed quotes. Well, quotes where basically they may be well known, they may be lyrics, they may be something, and you attribute them to somebody else that is, funny in some way. Mm-hmm. So while you all think of your misattributed quote, let everybody know what's going on in the near future with the podcast. Our next episode will be July 18th, where burlesque performer Woody Stick will be here. He will be our first guest in July. We'll be taking the next 2 weeks off. And then July 25th will be Christmas in July with the Seattle Santa, Dan Kimmins. August 8th, theater producer, director, and author Beau Pritchard will be here. And August 15th, we've got game designer and Match Game alumni Matthew Moore will be here. We will actually play one of his games instead of Match Game that night. So, panel, starting with Alex.
Sure, yeah.
Your misattributed quote.
Man, I was racking my brain while you were doing that. My misattributed quote is going to be, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. And as we all know, that was originally said by Captain Kirk.
Sure, Captain Kirk,
yeah,
yes.
That's my quote.
I was thinking Michael Jordan. Yeah. I don't know how that.
Oh, that would be that would have been better. Michael Jordan, the basketball. Yeah, yeah. I was. Yeah, I'm going to say it's a PG-13 podcast, but the thing that was blocking my creativity, I was thinking Ron Jeremy the whole time, and I couldn't get around it.
That what a wonderful actor! So what a wonderful actor!
Yeah, yeah. Don't shoot you through the whites of their eyes, Peter North. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filthy.
Contemporary, it's weird.
Anyway, Elena, what's your dirty quote?
If there's anything else you want to let us know about, if you have other shows, individual stand-up performances or else that you're doing, let us know about that as well.
I have I'm on Etch and Sketch as the group Sober Virgin coming up this Thursday on the 2nd.
Pocket Theater?
At the Pocket Theater. It's at 8 o'clock. And we're doing a 10-minute set there. And that's it. I think I have her scheduled performances right now. I just had a show last night. So, but my Trump is, my quote is by Donald Trump. And it's concerning when he was announcing running for president. And not a lot of people heard this off stage, but after he said he wanted to run for president, he said, "We want it. We need it. Must have the precious."
All right, Kristen.
I will actually be performing at Sketchfest as a stand-up, September 26th, which is a really long ways away, but I just found out. I'm excited about that. I am producing a web series, which will be out later this year, that I'm hoping co-write and partially direct, called Northern Bells. It's written by Maddie Downs and Isabella DeCampos, who are two stand-ups and also theater improv people in Seattle who are so hilarious. So that will be out later this year, so keep an eye out for Northern Bells. And my quote that I would like to is in the course of my life, I've often had to eat my words, and I must confess that I've always found it a wholesome diet. Gwyneth Paltrow.
I hate her.
Actually, Winston Churchill, but okay.
Sure. I could.
Oh, here. I want you to find somebody. Do this quote. Uh-huh. Find somebody.
You know, I've
quote.
Actually even got one in my head right here.
Hey,
and you know, well,
there's
I guess
so many quotes.
You know, I well, she was trying to come up with some earlier, and so I immediately started riffing some. So I got one. It's let's go with I can see Russia from my house, and that is attributed to Mr. Leo Tolstoy. And I guess in terms of plugs, I run comedy at the Gallery 1412. We do shows there first Thursdays, third Thursdays, fourth Thursdays, and in August we're premiering a variety show called Josephine Jane's Wonder Room, which will be really awesome. That'll be second Thursdays.
And where is this place?
Gallery 1412. It is on kind of near the corner of 18th and Union at, wouldn't you guess it, 1412 18th Avenue.
Is that?
It's in the Central District.
Central District. Great.
Yeah. Pretty cool spot. We
really
do the Central Comedy Show, which is on first Thursdays. Third Thursdays is We Joke Econo, which is run by Tyler Schnupp. And then fourth Thursdays is actually Idea Machine, an improvised stand-up show run by Andre Pejron and Sean Riccio.
Are you guys still doing your, like, the Central Comedy?
Yeah, Central Show's first Thursdays. Yeah. We're holding it down. Oh, yeah, and we have on the July 2nd show the wonderful Washington and national favorite Gabriel Rutledge, whose nickname amongst many is Never Bomb Rutledge, so it should be a really great show. He's done, like, the Bob and Tom Show, Comedy Central, all sorts of stuff. He's rad. Great.
Awesome. But, yeah. Great. Do we have another misattributed quote?
I've got one. You miss all of the shots you don't take, Lee Harvey Oswald.
That could also be another Ron Jeremy one.
Great actor, also really good at basketball, that Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah. And Daryl the Charmed, you got one for us?
Yeah, the one I've got is, the pen is mightier than the sword. And that was by our very own contestant, Crystal! Oh, yes.
Kristen! Great reaction.
Actually, it was Crystal who really said it, and Kristen just said it for us earlier today.
Yeah.
Does Jakiva have a misattributed quote for us?
Well, before, I just want to say that the pen is mightier than the sword could also be a Ron Jeremy quote. Yeah.
This show brought to you by Ron Jeremy.
Those who listen faithfully to the podcast know that I have a literary magazine. So the next issue is going to be coming out in July. That's Word Lit Zine. We're going to be doing awesome workshops, including an improv poetry workshop. So I think I'm really excited about that. So you guys should check that out on the website, which is, SeattleComedyGroup.com. It's in my brain now forever. Just WordLitZine.com.
WordLitZine.com.
Yeah. My misattributed quote is, pull your chair up close to the precipice and let me tell you a story, by Tupac. Pac just
pull
says
your
all the
chair
good
up
stuff.
To the precipice, tell you a story.
Oh.
It's gonna be guns and it's gonna be gory.
Sorry, I had to rhyme. Sorry. I had to rhyme. Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the CSC Seattle Extra Party!